Florida man arrested for spraying 4-year-old child's face with bleach, pouring fuel all over the room. The Aegis Alliance. A Florida man, age 31, who was released from jail on the condition of probation was apprehended on September 11 following the male suspect purportedly spraying bleach on a young kid's face. Then he poured fuel all around the room. At that point he drove intoxicated on alcohol and had a baby and toddler with him in the car. In a Facebook post, the Volusia County Sheriff's Office wrote the Daytona Beach Police Department requested them to respond at a residence on Avenue E located in Ormond Beach. The mother of three kids apparently said to a Daytona Beach cop that Mac Arlene sent her a video recording that revealed him pouring fuel around their home and spraying the 4-year-old in the face with Clorox bleach. Arlene was apparently drunk during the time he sent out the video recording and purportedly threatened to burn the woman's house down while their kids had been inside, according to a statement by the sheriff's office. Deputies reached the home on Avenue E, then apparently observed Arlene driving a vehicle he was backing out of the driveway. An 11-month-old infant who was wearing merely a baby diaper had been resting on his chest, as well as a 2-year-old who had been in the passenger seat and wasn't in a car seat. It was reported that Arlene was not completely coherent because of his drunkenness. When deputies with Volusia County stepped inside the residence, they apparently discovered that the 4-year-old boy was still sleeping on the floor with a container of Clorox bleach close by. At that point, deputies purportedly discovered an empty container of tiki torch fuel. Deputies reported that the bed and furnishings were still wet and covered in fuel. An Ormond Beach man is behind bars on child abuse and attempted arson charges after abusing a sleeping 4-year-old, spraying him in the face with bleach, soaking a bedroom in tiki torch fuel and driving drunk with an infant and toddler unsecured in the car. https://t.co/extubequectpic.twitter.com/83zc9oc9oc. Volusia Sheriff, at Volusia Sheriff, September 12, 2021. The video recording Arlene apparently sent to the woman revealed him kicking a toy automobile right into the 4-year-old boy, as well as telling the boy to wake up and get out of bed. He apparently made use of profanity and a racial slur when talking to the youngster. Inside Arlene's car, authorities apparently discovered a Grey Goose vodka bottle. The bottle cap was seen on the floor of the car. There was also a plastic cup in a cup holder that reportedly smelled like booze. The sheriff's office statement pointed out Arlene had been so intoxicated that deputies needed to pick him up and placed him inside the police car. Mac Arlene was jailed and is facing multiple charges that include aggravated child abuse, attempted arson, DUI, and also driving with a suspended or revoked license. He was actually kept without connect. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.